Welcome to a strange Saturday afternoon episode of the FlameFlash.net podcast. The kids are in full swing. Weather has been uncooperative for them sleeping in their own room, so they've been all sleeping around the air conditioner. Hence, an odd timing. It's episode 113. We're going to be live streaming some PlayStation 3 in the background, it looks like. And we'll get started with the Raptor Report. First up, Wii Fit. Now, because of the heat, because of everybody being downstairs, didn't get to do as much of this as usual. No shin splints, therefore, this week. That's a good thing, I suppose. League of Legends. I watched a live stream of this and did some item manipulation. So, didn't really physically play it myself, but learned. And clearly, I don't know that much about League of Legends, especially item-wise. The most interesting thing to watch was this streamer putting down sight words left and right. Heck with regular items, sight words everywhere. Watching for the jungler, going and assisting the jungler. That's one of those things that I need to learn how to do, is jungle more or go assist the jungler more when I'm playing support. So, actually played Little Skylanders Giants over this last Raptor Report week. The game's quite the racket. But it's a fun racket. The one particular level that I was in actually kind of stomped on me a bit. On this guy, particularly. Poor guy. Clearly I don't pay overly much attention to their names. Being a WoW altaholic definitely is a downside to playing a game like this, because I want to go level them. And then they, you know, die to a trio of enemy stealth elves in the first level. Fail. But then the hot dog guy showed up, and I easily torched those leafy green characters. Civ 5 shows up. So, I got Brave New World, downloaded it, installed it, went, I'm going to just try it out for a moment, you know? Just try it out. Yeah, an hour and a half later, loving it, absolutely loving it. Haven't scraped the surface very heavily yet during that last Raptor Reports period, but just played a bit before doing this. I meant to do the podcast this morning. Failed to because I got distracted with Civ 5 again. So I'll probably have a lot more to report regarding Civ 5. Right now, for the Raptor Report period, it was starting out with the Polynesians, the Hawaiians. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, I really appreciate, especially on the series of islands. We're getting photobombed in the background over here. Thank you. But, and this is why we usually don't record the podcast on the weekends. But, oh, okay, that one's not wanting to climb in the lap after all. But I really like it. The ability of the Hawaiians to immediately go out into the world with Tremere boats and military units crossing the water right off the bat. Huge advantage. Absolutely huge. Especially early game. Lego Lord of the Rings. One of them played and earned some achievements, so those showed up on the Raptor Report. Final Fantasy 13. They... The kids overtook my desk for a Superhero Squad MMO... the Superhero Squad quasi-MMO browser-based game. So, I got the TV. I got the couch. And I therefore quite enjoyed some Final Fantasy 13 to progress in that story. The backlog is large, but I'm beating against it. I'm about halfway through Final Fantasy 13, so not too shabby. Magic 2014 shows up, progressing through that. Nothing new, really, to report. No new decks unlocked. I have this weird habit of, once I've unlocked a deck, going back to the beginning and playing from the start again. Just like in WoW or Skylanders, I'm an altaholic. So when I've got that deck, that character to level up, I want to go back to the beginning and take it all the way through the steps. 2013 Planeswalker shows up because I went and played Commander on Tuesday and handily had my butt handed to me. One of the normal fellows that we play Commander with just had a baby. So congrats to RattleX7. I'll use his I think it's his Steam name. I'm probably getting it wrong, but oh well, that means he's hidden nicely from view from everybody else. I'm Flame Flash over on Steam, if that wasn't already apparent. But he had a new baby boy, healthy and happy. So we had a couple of other folks that went over, and photobombed again. And this one guy brought a blue deck. What's yours is mine, what's mine is mine, and I'm just going to control the entire board. So we were stomped heavily. Zero Escape, Virtue's Last Reward. I'm still very much impressed with this Vita game. Haven't completed that many more steps in the process quite yet. Or branches. It's still that choose your own adventure. But interestingly enough, it forces you to stop on a branch after you get so far through. So that way, doesn't ruin the story for you on any of the other branches. A nice safety stop, really. But because of that, I haven't been able to progress too much farther through. What's really nice, though, is you don't generally have to replay any levels you've already played through. So the puzzle room that you get to on each of these branches is different because your character is making a different choice each time. Hi. Superhero Squad, I mentioned. Played with the... Wow, if you're listening to the audio version only of this podcast this time around, I apologize. Hop over to the video version. I shall encourage greatly for you to do that. Just because, at least then, they're amusing. Superhero Squad. Played on Little Miss's account with TJ. Leveled one of her characters, I think the Thing. While TJ had a gold-purchased can level past cap, so they've added a second cap. The first cap was level 11, and now we're up to level 20-something. Oh, Red Flare's bribing the babies with candy to get them away from me. Thank you, sweetheart. Yes, you may have some as well. Oh, 21 is the level cap now. Little Miss didn't want me, or didn't want to be heard, I guess, but the badge level cap is 21, which, oh, thank you, sweetie. Twizzler Bites. We'll enjoy that later. It's very unbalanced, though. So if you're going in with, say, a level 1, this is a great way to power level a friend who's not used to the game and make some of those opening missions easier. Thank you. I just was delivered another Twizzler Bite that I will be able to... Hey, those were mine! Oh, well, not anymore. I generally, thank you, forget that I have candy anyway. Thank you. So... Then Red Flare finds it and distributes it evenly. But, oh, thank you. Oh, you licked this one. I'm just going to leave that over there on the desk, and maybe she'll come back to it a little later. But, World of Warcraft shows up as the top, thank you, hun, of the Raptor Report. Nothing hugely new to report there. We're two factions away from getting the Pandaren Kite. And we're getting photobombed now by the oldest. Thank you. Oh, you slimed this one too. Thank you. Let's lick all of them. That's right. Oh, you sucked the... She sucked the stuff out of the middle. That's impressive. Oh, thank you. Yep, you violated this one too, didn't you? Oh, no, you didn't. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Oh, at least I'm getting plenty of them. But this week was also... Dark Moon Fair. And we're going to transition right over to some of the news items. Because something I realized is you can buy all your heirloom items, all of your upgrade heirloom items, from the Dark Moon Fair. You don't have to spend justice points, you don't have to spend valor points, you just go. Now she's wielding a Mountain Dew bottle upside down. I'm kind of scared. But this is a way, if you're starting on a totally new server, to get heirloom items. It's great. BlizzCon announced a talent contest. Nothing really major to report there. I'm looking forward to seeing what folks bring. I didn't sign up, but I do have that day off scheduled to be off already. Please don't dump that soda on the clean laundry that's sitting next to me. Oh, you're just going to sip at it? All right. But next up, though, DuckTales. The DuckTales finally gets a release date. We're getting a thumbs up from TJ in the background for that one. Now, one neat thing to note. Let's not get the soda so close to Daddy's computer, please, sweetie. Thank you. Thank you. Can we climb down? There we go. There we go. But it's going to be $15 for the digital distribution. And then 20 for a PS3 only disc-based version. I'm highly tempted to get that disc-based version just because, well, hopefully there will be some, you know, manuals with it. And I like my manuals. Also this last week, the Mi Plaza Street Pass got the games. So we now have... Nope, you have to go down here to get it. So we now have an incentive for the kids to go and get all of their Find Me 2 hats. And these games are fantastic. The Mi Force, it's your classic side-scroller action shooter, but everybody you street pass becomes a weapons pod. Their shirt color determines what their weapon is. So a red shirt you're a flamethrower. Green shirt, you're some kind, or a blue shirt, you're a ice missile. Homing ice missile. Those are actually the only two colors of shirt I've seen so far. But, oh, and light blue, I think, is a sound wave arch. But they're really neat. We have a flower town, which received quite a bit of mockery. But I think it's neat because you're growing plants. Hi there. Do you want to come? Nope. Okay. But you're growing plants. You also have a rock, paper, scissors army game. And then last is a unlock the haunted house with map pieces thing. That it hasn't been... It's almost Find Me-ish. It's the closest one to Find Me, style-wise. But there's enough difference that it's satisfying and enjoyable. We're still in gaming. Some actual decent amount of news this last week, I guess. Final Fantasy Final Fantasy X and X2 released a standard definition, high definition comparison. It's almost enough to tempt me to get Final Fantasy X HD. If it wasn't for the fact that I've already beaten both of those games, and I already have enough of a backlog, I'm going to steer clear. Unless something dramatically changes and I get through my backlog. Grand Theft Auto announcement trailer. I really wish the game wasn't so violent. It looks really neat, the open world aspect to it, the controlling three different characters, planning out your missions, but it's missions of a crime spree. It's just not my cup of tea. I know plenty of people will enjoy it, but just not for me. That actually concludes the gaming portion of the podcast, I suppose. We've got a play-by-play action-adventure in Lego Batman 2. He's a bit too close to the television, however. You're a bit too close to the TV, buddy. Back up. There you go. So, last week, some ritzy New York country club chases out a family because the patrons get freaked out over the mother trying to breastfeed the child. Seriously? Now, they were foreign as well. And so, the country club, when the mother refused to not feed her child, they got claimed to be terrorists. It was ridiculously funny looking at it, just how stupid that country club is. But no, that's what they're for. Oh well. So then we have over in Las Vegas, just a bunch of stupid police this week, I guess, news stories. This actually happened quite a few years ago, but it's coming to light now because court files are being filed, and they're suing the police department, as they should, for the Fourth Amendment, quartering soldiers. You don't hear that one very often, do you? So, the Las Vegas Police Department, or a suburb of it, raids a house to use it as a stakeout point. That's it. That's the only reason they raid the house. To use it as a stakeout point. Absolutely ridiculous. So, they're definitely right in suing. It just scares me that it would even come up as a, hey, let's go raid this person's house because they're the neighbor of who we want to be watching. No. Just no. Unreasonable SWAT searches and seizures actually seem to be on the rise, supposedly. Which is also unfortunate and scary. Because if they have enough supposed probable cause to bring in the SWAT team, they don't have to go and get a warrant. Yay, loopholes. I really hope these organizations are getting swatted down with lawsuits. And did you know, now this is just a public service announcement, I think it's been on the news before. Hi there. U.S. borders are constitution-free zones. So if you take your laptop and try to cross the border, either direction, they can confiscate it if they want to. So encrypt your stuff. Not that that'll help much when the NSA and whatnot is out there, but cooperate, be polite, be friendly, and hopefully they won't decide that you're a target. But search and seizure doesn't seem to apply anymore when you're just trying to legally enter your home country, which, again, is kind of freakish. Along the lines of stupid laws, though, thank you, hi there, Florida goes out and bans all computers. Yep. Anything, thank you, anything that could potentially be used in a game of chance, gone, banned, no more. Because they wrote the law too widely. Now, they did this with the goal, oh, thank you, another toy. Oh, you want that one. Here, do you want this one, too? Do you want this one, too? No? Okay. But their goal was to end internet cafes that were hosting, becoming gambling houses by hosting a bunch of online games of chance and whatnot. Oh, let's not play the recorder, please, sweetie. I'm almost done, fortunately. Facebook sarcastic kid, I think I reported on this a couple weeks ago, finally released on bail. An anonymous donation donated the $500,000 necessary to get this kid out of jail. His only supposed crime, making sarcastic comments on Facebook. Yeah. Received an eyebrow raise from the TJ on that one. So, it's ridiculous. It has definitely a chilling effect on First Amendment rights, that's for sure. Oh, let's just mark him as a terrorist because he's making sarcastic comments online. Welcome to the internet. Home of sarcasm. But that is the FlameFlash.net podcast. Podcast at FlameFlash.net. Write in. Say if you like the chaos going around. Maybe I'll switch to Saturdays if you actually like it. Oh. She baked me cookies. So we better go. Thank you. Very tasty. Thank you. So I'm Flame Flash. This has been episode 113. Thank you, another cookie. See, they're educational cookies. Thank you, I'm just supposed to shove my face full of cookies now. So I will let everyone go and have a good rest of the weekend. Thank you, all very tasty. At Flame Flash, Raptor Report, raptr.com/Flame Flash. Find me out there. Twitter, Flame Flash. Thanks.